This is Senator Al Simpson. As we bring Saddam Hussein to the bar of justice for human rights violations, let us not tolerate violent crimes in our own country. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, 5% of America's criminals commit 25% of all the felonies. But instead of some stiff slammer time, too many crooks get right back out on the street. In New York, only one of every 100 arrests results in jail. Ted, take the case of Grace Chang, a young waitress who came to New York from Hong Kong. Instead of finding the American dream, she ended up the victim of judicial abuse. Standing on a subway platform, she was mugged for a single dollar and pushed to her death. But here's the real horror. Her attacker had 14 arrests and was on parole from a 10-year sentence. If he'd been locked in prison, Grace would be alive today. Ted, as we fight the atrocities made by Iraq, let us remember that the American thugs who show the same callous attitude for human life should face the same tough music, but you always plead for the bums.
Al, you keep frothing at the mouth about locking up criminals and throwing away the key, but the lesson of recent years is that your right-wing, one-track mind approach to crime has failed. We can't build prison cells fast enough to solve the problem. A recent study by a respected organization called the Sentencing Project found that the United States already has the highest incarceration rate of any nation in the world. Since 1980, we've been spending more and more tax dollars to send more and more people to prison, and we're not even making a dent in the high crime rate. The rate of violent crime actually went up 11% between 1980 and 1989. If your hardline policy produced results, Al, you might have a point, but we're losing the war on crime. Why not try something that works, like tough gun control measures to keep handguns out of the hands of criminals? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on long-term care insurance for senior citizens. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.